Brian Jennings, CEO, American Coalition for Ethanol.
Brian, let's talk about some recent comments made by acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler about not needing Congress to move forward with the E15 proposal that would allow for year-round E15 access. As you follow along with how the EPA has handled the announcement to this point, how do you see it proceeding, and do you agree that the EPA can get this done without having to involve Congress?
Well, I think it was really important for Acting Administrator Wheeler to clarify that EPA does in fact possess the legal authority to move forward and provide reed vapor pressure relief for E15, and we're hoping blends above E10. But because of some of the questions and frankly attacks that have come from the oil sector and other opponents of ethanol, we're really grateful that the acting administrator has clarified, yes, EPA absolutely has the authority to do that. We know they do from meetings we've had with EPA. We frankly know that there are multiple options at their disposal. It really depends upon how they want to interpret the Clean Air Act and write the rule. So that part we're grateful for. I think the concern, any hiccups that we may encounter, are primarily focused right now on the timing of this. And I would say put me firmly in the camp of Senator Grassley of Iowa, who has indicated that the time frame falls short of our expectations. A proposed rule in February, taking into consideration the comment period, probably a public hearing, how long it's taking. It has taken EPA to conduct other rulemakings. It doesn't appear as if they will be able to get this done in time for the 2019 driving season, and that would be a severe disappointment, fall short of our expectations, and I think of what Senator Grassley and others were expecting. So we really need the administration to speed this up. We can't have EPA slow walk this after the president made such a big splash in announcing it.
How much of a threat do possible lawsuits brought on by the oil industry present to this timeline that you're talking about, Brian?
I don't know that the lawsuit threats by oil companies, and there could be others who sue once the final rule is issued, threaten the timeline necessarily, Mark. The lawsuits cannot be filed until after the final rule is issued. We expect lawsuits, and we expect to win those lawsuits. I mean, when the acting administrator of EPA says firmly, we have the legal authority to do this, he's right. That won't stop oil companies from filing a lawsuit, not because they think it's unlawful, but because they don't want to lose market share. They don't want to see E15 availability and use expand in the market.
Now, getting back to the timing of this, certainly there are renewable fuel advocates in Congress, but then there are other lawmakers who oppose for various reasons. And so by removing Congress from the equation, I would think that would expedite the process somewhat. But are you talking to EPA, or are you aware of others from the ethanol side, maybe even is Senator Grassley, that is in the ear of Administrator Wheeler, saying that what you're proposing here, we need to get the ball rolling sooner? And are you aware of any openness to that thought or proposal?
We are absolutely having conversations with EPA as we speak about a few things. One, needing to speed up the time frame, making sure that within the bowels of EPA, the bureaucrats aren't able to slow walk this and muddy things up with a lot of bureaucratic red tape. We're also talking to EPA about the need to get the rule right, to make sure that there is a very solid legal footing a very legally justifiable rule that will withstand the inevitable lawsuits that come this way. And so those conversations are taking place with EPA. They're also taking place through our champions in Congress, senators like Senator Grassley of Iowa, Senator Ernst of Iowa, and others who we know are making the case to EPA and, frankly, higher levels within the administration, meaning the White House.
So much attention has been given to the part of the proposal from President Trump that includes year-round E15 access, but I believe there's another part of the proposal that has to do with RIN pricing and how that works. And I continue to hear people ask about, you know, this potential trade-off now that that we're seeing year-round E15, what does the oil industry get? And then some will counter, well, they already had those oil refinery waivers. So was that the trade-off? But Brian, what are you thinking of all that? Do you think that there is still something that the oil industry is going to get in return, or has that ship sailed for them?
Well, Mark, I do believe that the nearly 50 small refinery exemptions eroding more than 2 billion gallons from the RFS level was an incredibly substantial gift to the oil sector, and a gift that we haven't found a remedy to, and that we continue to be very disappointed in the administration and EPA's action on this, and so much so that we filed a lawsuit. And so we continue to try and address and fix that problem. The other part of this rulemaking, as you indicated, there's one part that deals with RVP relief for E15, we hope higher blends. The other deals with increasing transparency in the RIN market. That could be beneficial, but truthfully, I think that may be one of the things that's slowing down the time frame, because it appears to us the administration does not have a lot of ideas on paper for how they want to increase transparency in the RIN market. And if they're going to couple that rulemaking with, combine that rulemaking with the RVP rulemaking, that could be one thing that is slowing this process down. Once the details are available, we will look and see what we think about the administration's thoughts for transparency in the RIN market. I will point out, as far as RIN prices are concerned, we are looking at historically low prices today for ethanol RINs. Yesterday, ethanol RINs traded at 7 and 8 cents per gallon. They were trading at 70 to 80 cents a year ago. And so RIN price destruction has occurred. That affects the sales of ethanol blended fuel, and that hurts our industry and corn farmers.